USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The state of Florida is trying to convince a judge that the Biden administration is violating federal laws through policies that lead to releasing illegal immigrants.
Florida International University professor Juan Carlos Gomez, who heads the Carlos A. Costa Immigration Human Rights Clinic, says both sides of the aisle need to be willing to compromise.
We're dealing with laws that fail to address the different needs of the U.S. business sector, of U.S. families, of U.S. security.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody filed the suit against the Biden administration in 2021. The state contends that the administration's policies result in illegal immigrants flowing into the state, increasing costs for services such as prisons, schools, and health care. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Just a day after President Biden visited the U.S.-Mexico border for the first time, a group of senators are visiting today and tomorrow. The bipartisan group is making the trip to El Paso, Texas, and Yuma, Arizona, to address what they are calling a humanitarian and security crisis raging at the border. Just a week after collapsing on the field after suffering cardiac arrest, Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin has been released from a Cincinnati hospital.
He is doing well. And this is the beginning of the next stage of his recovery.
University of Cincinnati Medical Center Dr. William Knight says Hamlin has been transferred to a medical facility in Buffalo to continue his treatment. There's new guidelines out for treating childhood obesity. The American Academy of Pediatrics new guidelines emphasize the need for early and intensive treatment of childhood obesity. The CDC says there are nearly 15 million obese children and teenagers in the United States. And it seems like we've been using it forever, but it was on this date in 2007, then Apple CEO Steve Jobs introduced the world to the first iPhone. He showed off the device at Macworld in San Francisco. Revolutionary at the time, it allowed users to field calls, play music, and take pictures using a single touch screen. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Kickoff is just moments away as the college football season concludes tonight with a potential repeat national champion to be crowned.
Georgia is looking to hoist the national championship trophy for a second season in a row as it squares off against underdog TCU in Southern California in the final game of this year's college football playoff tonight. The top-ranked undefeated Bulldogs are coming off a 42-41 Peach Bowl victory over Ohio State, while the third-ranked TCU stunned Michigan in the Fiesta Bowl 51-45. The Horned Frogs are looking to claim their first national title since 1938. Kickoff is set for 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Kevin Durant is being sidelined after being diagnosed with an isolated MCL sprain in his right knee. The Brooklyn Nets forward will be out for at least 2 weeks. He missed 6 weeks in January of last year with a left MCL sprain. Right now, the Nets are in second in the NBA. It's lights out on the Great White Way for four Broadway musicals. It was curtains Sunday for Into the Woods, Almost Famous, 1776, and Beetlejuice. Six other shows will close this week. Closings come even as Broadway had its biggest holiday audiences in years. And before Grease was the word, what were the Pink Ladies up to? If you've ever wondered, you're in luck. Paramount Plus is releasing its teaser trailer for its upcoming series, Grease, Rise of the Pink Ladies. The show follows four fed-up outcasts whose attitudes change Rydell High forever. It takes place 4 years before the original Grease movie. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.